Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins. All right, so two episodes ago, in episode 530, we had a question about launching digitally and then launching physically, and then eventually we ended up talking about staffing and what it looks like to actually launch small instead of launch large. So if you haven't listened to that episode, this you don't necessarily need to, because we're basically continuing or we're chasing a rabbit trail that we ended off on. But if you do have the time and you haven't listened to it, be sure to go back to episode 530, because it does set things up. Okay, but for today, what I really wanted to double click on or tap on in light of episode 530 was this idea of staffing. So when you think about a campus launch, right? Let's do it in two parts. Let's start with a multi-site campus launch and also with a church plant launch. Okay, so if we start with the multi-site campus launch and you're wanting to launch during COVID, what does the staffing configuration look like? How much of it should actually be bivocational, co-vocational in light of the meeting restrictions? Or do you kind of just do the same, launch in the same way with the same sort of full staffing configuration you might have pre-COVID? What are your thoughts on that? And then we'll get to the church planning side later.
Okay, so one of the things I think that COVID reveals is the weight of the work of ministry and what is being done by whom, where, when, why. I know that sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook, but the truth is, you can now know what is absolutely essential for your church and the essential ministries of your church. The beautiful thing that you have now is before, large churches who have a large number of ministries are struggling because some of their people and some of their staff have their identity embedded into those ministries, some being a part of it and just consuming, and others actually, you know, serving in whatever those roles were. But as we talked about before, it doesn't necessarily mean it was the best use of resources. It doesn't necessarily mean it was perfectly aligned with the purpose of the church. Mm-hmm. What you have right now as a church plant is you get to only focus on what is essential, and you don't have that burden of the large launch strategy that's pervasive right now in the church planting space. You get to rewrite the book. Now, that's scary, mm-hmm. because in some ways that book hasn't been written and writing it now, but it's also very freeing because you can go back and say, what are really the essentials of the church and how are we going to meet those needs current situation? So you can configure it however you want. All that to say, I would definitely not start with the same staffing structure and model. I would start with the essential ministries first and look at how we're going to meet those needs. And then, you know, kind of scale up from there. People are going to necessitate their own existence and fill their hourly, you know, work time with something. It doesn't mean that it's the best thing for the church. And so for a lot of times, what happens is you have all these people working at the church, and not everybody is working on, things that are in alignment, perfect alignment with where you want to be. So it's easy to get off track. If you go ahead and staff those people full time, they're going to start a bunch of stuff you don't actually need.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think in light of this question, especially on the campus side of things, this is why staffing for competencies rather than staffing for felt needs is so important, right? You need to staff for competencies. So if you don't have a leadership pipeline, this is where I think when you look at your staffing, you're going to feel really the the pain of not having one and not having had one, because you're looking at your team and you're like, man, they were great in kind of the felt needs and the areas that they were doing. But now that we've pulled them out and we're switching their jobs or moving them around, man, maybe they were really good at the ministry skill side of things, but core competency wise, they were lacking. So that's why I think, especially as it relates to the first part of the question with, you know, how do you staff for a campus launch during COVID-19? Nothing changes. The competency and the profile of who you would want as a campus pastor or as an associate campus pastor, it's the same, COVID or non-COVID, if you are staffing for competency. So if you're looking for an equipper rather than a doer, right? If you're looking for someone who has the heart of a worship leader, not necessarily this, you don't need to have the music skills of it, but you have the heart of a worshiper, you know, that's another piece. If you have a charisma to you that can put people in the right places and connect with people and juggle a lot of balls at the same time, quote unquote, I mean, that's the same pre-COVID or post-COVID or no COVID or whatever, all that is the same. I think that the thing that changes is the amount of time you might hire them for and the amount of hours that you're going to put into a new campus. I would still say if you have the systems and you have the person and you have all that, then yeah, launch campuses during COVID, but don't put the same amount of staffing hours into it. Instead, consider that person more as a community or as a neighborhood pastor who is gathering people, connecting people, getting people into community, doing outreach, being incarnational. And as you continue to build up that core and those people and the discipleship process around in and around multiplication and disciples are making disciples, then when gathering restrictions are lifted, hey, you have the people that you want. You don't have consumers, you have the disciples that you need to be able to launch that well. So that's where honestly it always, and I know you would obviously agree with this, but it really does always come back to leadership pipeline and your competencies.
Thank you, Daniel. No, it is all about having a committed, competent core. And you can get that during this time. In fact, it's designed specifically for you to do that. I mean, what you just said in, you know, from a regional standpoint or, you know, putting people over this neighborhood or that neighborhood, it is a perfect opportunity to raise up leaders, and it's a perfect opportunity to gather people together that would not necessarily come to your church, but they may go to the house down the street for a barbecue.
Yeah.
Or they may go there on Sunday morning to, you know, have Cathead biscuits and bacon. By the way, a Cathead biscuit is basically a biscuit the size of a cat head. It is does not involve the harm of animals in any shape, way, shape, or form. It just means a really big biscuit.
Okay, immediately, I had no idea what you're talking about. Initially, I was like, is it kind of like a lobster biscuit, but with catfish? And then I was like, oh wait, not with cats, right? Not actual cats. I was like, I don't think people eat cats in Kentucky.
No.
Well, at least I hope not. So
now when you said lobster, it reminded me of the biscuits at Red Lobster, which have cheese and probably sugar in it, if I remember right.
Yeah. Well, that's one of those. So that's what I was thinking. You can buy the mix at Costco. Anyway, so all right. So all that to say, what I would recommend, and I think this really is on the campus side of things, and then we'll transition next to the church planning side of things. What COVID allows you to do, if you don't have a leadership pipeline, man, Ministry Grid. there's free, I mean, it's super cheap to get a subscription for your church, but if you can't afford that, there are free courses on there that'll give you a taste as to what Leadership Pipeline is. Totally. So just definitely check that out. But honestly, it's right now, if you don't have a Leadership Pipeline, build that Leadership Pipeline. If you do, then this gives you an opportunity right now to possibly shoulder tap a marketplace leader who has a love for the Lord, a call to the ministry, and perhaps they can be your next campus pastor. They're discerning a call to ministry. They don't necessarily know or not, or they're not maybe ready to give everything up, but they're like, you know what? I do want to be more serious about this. And yes, I can give you 10 hours. I can give you 15 hours. This is the best time to be able to launch them out and give them kind of an entrepreneurial opportunity to launch a campus. So that's on the campus side of things. I think if you are a church that wants to plant churches, everything we've said is exactly the same, because you basically choose that, shoulder tap that person, and then you can send them out. So you can definitely do that. But if it, as it relates to a church plant, like a parachuting church planter who has received funding from their denomination and from others, and they were about to go, but then COVID hit, what would we do, or what should they change in regards to their staffing dynamics if they're like, you know what, I'm going to launch during COVID, but I've raised all this money already? Should they go full on? Should they just go straight with like, okay, well, let's hire three people or two people and let's go for it? Or what do you think?
Okay. So I would really say it depends on the planter at this point, and what his strengths and weaknesses are, because, and there's some people that, that can handle, you know, both the administrative side and the relational side and all that, as far as leadership is concerned, and church planting is concerned. So I would say if you are fairly balanced, you're probably okay. If you are just one of those people who has really strong abilities in one regard or the other, you probably need at least one staff person to kind of offset who you are and your style. It's not a bad idea to also have at least a part-time person on staff for, you know, at least to begin with. But I don't know. I'm still in my head, I'm still thinking of traditional models. So I'm like, you may still want to have a part-time kids person, or you may still want to have.
And I think that goes back to whether or not what your launch plan looks like, right? And if you're able to do physical, or if you are starting digital and you're starting with the group orientation strategy that we talked about in episode 530, right? So honestly, I think in light of all that, there's that sense of, okay, well, if you're starting small, then, and you know, what if, and you've already done the support raising, or you've already gotten the finances committed to you from sending churches and from the denomination, basically say, hey, can we go back to the drawing board? And instead of making this like a 3-year self-sustainability plan, can we make this a 6-year self-sustainability plan? And instead of me taking 100% this year, can we actually reverse it? And I only want to take 25% of what I had asked for in my salary, because I'm going to get a full-time job, and I'm actually going to start slow and start small in that way, and gain momentum. And as momentum is gained, then we can go that way. That's called the reverse tier funding model that's in the book that Ed and I wrote, Planting Missional Churches. So if you wanted to learn a little bit more about that, do that. But I mean, I think honestly, that was really a strategy that we outlined in the book to think future forward, not thinking of COVID, but I actually think that would be a wise strategy during COVID and during all this uncertainty to actually move forward with a reverse tier side of things.
I really like that. I really like that thought and that model, especially being taken advantage of during a lot of COVID.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. If you have questions about any of the things that we talked about and you're like, man, I want you to go deeper on that, or that reminded me of this, then we would absolutely love to answer your question on this podcast. It's super simple to get that in. You have two ways to do it. If you're on your computer, just go to newchurch.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. If you're on your phone, then just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches. So you're speaking into a pipe, speakpipe.com/newchurches. Hit send a voicemail, and we would love to answer your question on the podcast. All right. Thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.